there are a number of hotspots globally, and the Gulf of Guinea is one of those hotspots. We've had high levels of piracy in the Malacca Strait a few years ago. And I say a few years ago, I mean the early 2000s, so actually about a decade or so. Then we had a peak piracy incident in the Indian Ocean, largely conducted by Somali pirates. That subsided substantially due to global intervention. And then we have ongoing and subsisting piratical acts in the Gulf of Guinea, and by that I mean the west coast of Africa.
And how is the maritime system managing this threat?
First, it is important to understand the dynamics of piracy itself. And it is within that the question is answered. Piracy, of course, conducted by criminals at sea. And although the sea is a very open area, the sea is also paradoxically a very secluded area. It is open because you don't have built-in areas, you don't have forested areas. Everything seems to be open. But also take note that because of the nature of the sea, because it doesn't have human habitation, once you find a vessel at sea, the vessel is also literally secluded. The vessel is one that becomes vulnerable, and the nearest vessel, that vessel may be 5 nautical miles away, or if that vessel is very lucky, but only 2 nautical miles away. So,
on the refugee situation, Captain Kamal Dean said during the last 5 years, almost 10,000 Africans have lost their lives trying to cross the Mediterranean to Europe. He attributed the causes to poverty, but advised the youth to look at opportunities in the country to avoid preventable deaths.
It is a very frightening human situation, especially when you look at the numbers. The numbers that crossed the Mediterranean to get into Europe over the last 3 years or 4 years runs into thousands. And out of this, I can tell you that more than close to 10,000 or more perish. Those are huge numbers. And some people even put it up to about 40,000 people that have perished at sea over the last 5 years trying to cross into Europe. Those are very huge numbers. Of course, it means there are push factors that are making these people want to leave their countries. Whether those push factors are real factors or not real factors. Some of them can be real because the people are just leaving, or the people are trying to survive and trying to escape war and hunger. But some of them may be factors that are based on economic expectations. But you put all of them in the category of what the push factors, the factors that are making the people move. And dealing with refugee situation is especially very difficult, because you are trying to intervene and prevent what is potentially a maritime safety and security situation. At the same time, you are dealing with human beings who generally must be handled with a high level of care. There are certain fundamental rights that will have to be respected. And also there is the issue of the safety of the ship and the human beings that are on board, because this is not like a vessel that is carrying cargo. This is a vessel where the cargo is human beings. So